Now here, the US Embassy has expressed abhorrence at remarks by the former minister Michael Meacher, describing the US-led attacks on Afghanistan and Iraq as a political smokescreen to allow America to dominate the world's oil supplies. Writing in today's Guardian about the so-called war on terrorism, Mr. Meacher also says the US authorities did little or nothing to preempt the events of 9/11, despite numerous warnings. The US Embassy in London says the allegations are fantastic and would be monstrous and monstrously offensive if they came from someone serious or credible. Well, this afternoon I spoke to Michael Meacher, who left his position as Environment Minister 4 months ago, and asked him why he believes the US foreign policy is dominated by oil, not terror.
9/11, which is a dreadful tragedy and an atrocity, nevertheless provided them with a very convenient pretext to launch wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, which the evidence shows they were clearly planning to do anyway in advance, and that those wars are primarily about gaining control by force of the remaining world oil supplies in the Caspian region and the Middle East.
Right, now there's an awful lot there. Point one, 9/11, you write in your piece, and I quote, that the United States did little or nothing to prevent those attacks happening. Are you serious?
I have presented the evidence. I'm not making a judgment, but you do have to explain how it is that 11 countries, including the UK, provided detailed intelligence to the United States prior to 9/11. You do have to explain how two Mossad experts came in August, a month before, with a list of a cell of 200 terrorists, which included four of the actual hijackers, none of whom were arrested. And you do have to explain, which I think is the killer fact, how it is that on the morning of the hijack, 7:45 to 8:10, four planes hijacked, for the next hour and a half, no fighter plane was put into the air to intercept. For some reason, on that day, it never happened. Why, and on whose authority? I don't know the answer to those questions.
You're pretty close to saying they deliberately let it happen.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm very careful not to say that, because my view is none of us can answer that question. I think we need further detailed investigation by the US Congress and by the authorities, or indeed to the American government, to give their explanation.
Mr. Meacher, a lot of people are going to have you down, frankly, as being in the Green Ink Conspiracist Brigade for saying all this stuff.
I'm absolutely not a conspiracy person. What I have done is to collect evidence, a great range of evidence, and it is the cumulative weight of that evidence that I'm asserting. I have quoted all the sources. They're all reputable sources. Anyone can check all of those sources. They're all in the public domain. There's nothing secretive about my evidence, and I'm simply saying, read it, think about it, and form your own judgment.
Michael Meacher.